Welcome to Friends of Planet Shakers. I am so excited with our guest, our friend, our family member today. He's coming all the way from Bogota, Colombia, Pastor Andrew Corson. Welcome to Planet Shakers Friends.
Hello, Pastor Russell. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me, and it's good to have this connection through the internet.
I say to people, there are three churches in the world that are my favorite churches in the world. One's Planet Shakers, of course. I have to have that. Second, well, these isn't in order, Art Boss Off down in South Africa. And third is your church in Colombia, in Bogota, an amazing, amazing church, church of excellence, church of the spirit, church of discipleship. You know, the place is just in an incredible move of God. The good thing is Pastor Andrew was born in Australia, so that's even... Were you born in Australia? That's right.
And so I was born in Western Australia, yes.
We connected around 5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, when Bryce Manderfield was doing a conference in Medellin and the band came through and there was just a divine connection straight away, because we met people who have like heart, like spirit. I remember the first time I actually went to your church and the band were there, and it was World Cup weekend, actually. And and you got eight services, and because Colombia were playing in the World Cup on one of the services, I had a service off, which was good, and we watched the soccer, and thank God Colombia won, so the mood in the city went to a whole nother level. But I was blown away, because I'd been into South America, I was blown away with the excellence, with the hunger, with the passion. I was blown away with everything. And so tell us a little bit about your journey there at Super Essentia, and how you eventually took the church and what happened along the way.
We started our church 26 years ago. We started it in 1993. And I was part of another church. I was the worship leader in another church, and I was a co-pastor. But we wanted to have a contemporary church, and there's some people in the staff that weren't so willing to do that. So I believe really God took us out of there, but it was we did receive a word from God. Yeah. And this is important, because many people start churches, but God hasn't told them to do it. And if God hasn't spoken, nothing's going to happen. And I remember that when we were just a few months from the day we were about to start the church, I got a little bit scared, because we didn't have much money. I'm a missionary kid. We were missionaries, so we didn't have the money for it. And I just looked at myself, and I didn't believe much in myself. So I got really scared. But that day the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I remember in the corner of my room, he said, "My presence, mi presencia irá contigo. My presence will go with you." Wow. And everything is going to be all right. I will give you rest. And the peace of God just came over me. And so with that word, we started the church. But that word is important. That's why we call ourselves the place of his presence, el lugar de su presencia, because we believe God's presence is with us. We believe he inhabits the praises of his people. We make a lot of emphasis on praise and worship, and that's why the music of Planet Shakers has been such a blessing for us, because it just prepares the atmosphere, the place for God's presence. So that's more or less the beginning. I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
Yeah. So how many people did you start with? What was the?
It was just 20 people. It was my family. And yeah. I remember I was leading worship, so all my brothers-in-law were part of the band, and we'll sing up in the front and sing to my mom, my wife, and another five people, and then the band will sit down and I will preach to them. And that was just the beginning. But one morning, 3 months, when we started our church, God said that we had to have prayer, had to be an important part of the church.
Yeah.
And when he told me that, I said, "Oh no, I want a contemporary church. And for me, prayer was the most boring part of the other church.
Yeah.
But he says it's a non-negotiable. Without prayer, you just can't have a church. Yeah. So we started having prayer every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7 in the morning. And at the beginning, everyone came the first month, and then just five people, then just four, two, and one morning it was only me.
Wow.
And when that happened, I got mad with the Lord, and I said, I told you I didn't want to have prayer. And he says, anyway, you have to pray at home, so just pray at church. So that morning, while I was praying, the Lord revealed in my spirit a fortress that was around me that was hindering the growth of the church. And there was a whole lot of strongholds in my mind. Yeah. And I started to do deliverance. And from that day, our church just started to grow. Suddenly, we had 70 people. So from 12 or 20 people, we had 70. And then we didn't fit in the place where we had. We had to rent a building of the Bible Society where we could fit 170 people. And we were there for 3 years. And then we bought the property where we are right now. But we just started off just a small place, and we just started buying buildings. And right now we own nearly 50 houses in the suburb where we are.
Wow.
And that's where we built the church. We have an auditorium for 3,000, and in front we have another, we call it the theater, for 1,500, and then we have two other buildings for 700 and eight meetings. So that means it's nearly 40,000 we gather every weekend. And we have a church for children right now with over 6,000 kids go every, before the pandemic or the coronavirus, and 6,000 kids every weekend.
Wow. Latin America isn't known for keeping to time generally. It's turning up on time.
Yes.
But your church runs to the clock because you've got to get people in and out. You have eight services, people lining up. It's like it's first class and excellence in how it functions. So you told me a story one time of you shutting the doors. This is what wasn't when you were big, you were growing, but you shut the doors and didn't let people in. What happened with that?
Yeah. All right, so we had around 300 people then, and because I'm a worship leader, and I believe if we want the presence of the Lord, worship can't be something we do just to fill up some time. Yeah. In Colombia, or in Spanish, we say un relleno. It can't be while the people are coming in. It has to be. It has to be just as important as the message. So, if we want to honor God's presence, we have to see Him as the King.
Yeah.
And if He is the King, the moment the presence of the Lord manifests in our meetings, nobody else should come in.
Yeah.
Because that's something of honor. If you honor a king, you don't come in after the king has come in.
Yeah.
So to honor this, we told the church, hey, the first song, it's just it's something we're going to allow people to keep coming in. But after the first song, we're going to close the doors. If you haven't arrived, you have to wait until we finish the worship, and then you're allowed to come in.
Wow.
So we did that, and many people said, people are going to stop coming. But no, people started arriving early just because they didn't want to miss the first part of our meetings.
Yeah.
And doing this, we've established a culture where the moment we start, the place is always full. And that way we can have a real good time of celebration, two songs of celebration. And then we enter little by little into the Holy of Holies, and we worship and we experience God's presence. So that's how we created the culture.
Which is amazing, because a lot of pastors would be nervous to do that, but because you value God's presence, King Jesus, you've said, no, this is what we value. And it's a great lesson in leadership is what you establish as a leader, people follow. It is amazing. You go into your church and it is packed at the beginning, and then the church service changes over and it's packed again. And what I describe your church as is almost like Solomon's temple, where people come and they see the excellence of God. They, you know, when Sheba mm-hmm. came and saw Solomon's place, she goes, words don't even describe this. And this is what God is doing in Bogota in Colombia. I understand that people now in your city come and say, teach us how to do excellence like you do. Could you tell us what's happening with that?
Well, we've had a few supermarkets, the big ones here, that have seen all our water. And so they've asked us to give them our tips. So we don't quite know how to do it because our tips are all from the Bible, but we've told them just the principles that are in the Bible. And I know many people in Western churches would say, oh, you can't do that in the States or you can't do that in Australia. But we were able to do it, no?
Yeah.
Because we need to fill every space in the church.
Yeah.
People have to sit where they have to sit. They can't choose where they want to sit. So that's why we have our lines. And people just, I think once they see there's order, they will honor that. And it's amazing how the people of the world are honoring us.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of creative people in your church. You've got a lot of influential media people in there. And it is astounding. You go and it's the little things. You value people. So it's not just the systems. It's the value in the people that you're doing. The system serve the people. For example, in your kids ministry, how many volunteers and leaders do you have in your kids ministry over a weekend?
I think there's 150. That's more or less those that are, there's 20 that are paid full time to do our kids ministry, but there's 150 that volunteer, and that is the actors, the singers. We start our kids meeting with two songs.
Yeah,
of where they're jumping around. So there's people in between the children motivating them to jump.
Yeah.
And then we have a time of worship. And then after that, we have a play, a drama every Sunday. And it's an amazing drama.
Yeah.
And the people that the actors there, they're so good. Now some are acting on TV or in the world. And they told us that everything they learned it there in our church. Wow. But I want to give a phrase because I don't want to get the credit for what we've done. Many of the things we've done in church, we've done it because God didn't answer one of our prayers. So it's many of our brilliant ideas. It's just because God didn't answer one of our prayers, and that forced us to be creative.
Yeah.
No. So for example, we didn't have money when we started. So God gave ideas to my wife and to other people to be creative.
Yeah.
And that's how little by little we built that kind of church we have. And I say this because many people, when they see us as a church, they say, oh, but you've got a lot of money. But it wasn't like that in the beginning.
No. No.
So never, nunca menosprecies, never underestimate a small beginning.
Yeah.
Be faithful and be creative. No, in the beginning, our cameras were very cheap. The sound system in our church in the beginning, I built it. I did the speakers.
Wow.
And then the cameras, I bought the cameras. I went to every trip around the States. I would bring another camera. And the mixer was something I developed myself. And for many years, it was just something very humble. So for pastors that are connecting, never underestimate a small beginning, but be faithful with what God has given you.
And amazing statement that you made just then. I remember sitting down with a business guy. He's a billionaire, and I was actually hoping he'd give me some money, you know, because we wanted to get these buildings and stuff. And we're having this meeting with him, and he said, you don't need my money. And I'm in my head thinking, well, yes, I do. He goes, no, you need an idea, because ideas and creativity is what creates wealth. Wealth doesn't create creativity. And I think what you're saying is you needed to be creative, come to the creative God who gave you creative ideas, and out of that, wealth has been created, not the other way around.
Yes.
So you're 300 people, prayer is a big thing, And then what happened? What was the next stage after your 300?
For many years, our prayer meeting was only, there was only 50 people. And I was getting a little bit frustrated after maybe 10 years of being faithful to our prayer meeting. And I was just considering the idea of not finishing with this prayer thing. Now, after 10 years of getting up Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 in the morning and just going there and seeing the same people, and the people I wanted there, they weren't going. The leaders, the worship team. I don't know why many of the worshipers don't like to pray.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit frustrated. But the moment that idea came to my mind, I think God honored my 10 years of faithfulness. And the next week we had 100 people. Wow. And then a month after that, 300 people. And just suddenly, it just started to grow at 700, 1,000. And right now, not right now, before the coronavirus, we had the main auditorium totally packed and the theater in front starting to fill up. So that's over 3,000 people coming to our prayer meeting. And it's something powerful. Yeah. But not only that, we always put it on YouTube. And in before the coronavirus, we had maybe 20,000 people connecting beside Wow. the people going to church. But right now, this is something amazing. Our prayer meeting, that we have 170,000, from 120 to 170,000 people connecting. And this Wow. is actual fact. It's from Yeah. the beginning to the end. So Wow. this shows that we're getting to all Latin America. Yeah. And we're creating a culture of prayer, and many other churches and they're following our model.
Amazing. So right now in Colombia, obviously with your church, you've got 40,000 plus in attendance. You've got your buildings that you're building. You bought a supermarket. That's yeah. about 40 minutes away from your main campus, and you're building yes. what there? What are you building there?
We're building another auditorium, 3,500, and now we've also bought, I don't know if I told you, but we bought a outside of the city, close to the ocean, like where everybody okay. likes to go on Sundays to have lunch.
Yeah.
This is a big miracle. There's a man from our church who had a big restaurant, very famous restaurant,
yeah.
but he went bankrupt. And he told me maybe 2 years ago, hey, I want to sell you this place. And he gave me the price. I said, oh, no. And I offered half of the price. Yeah. And he says, oh, no. But then about a year ago, he called me and he said, hey, listen, the bank is going to take it away from me. And I prefer to give it to you. And he told me how much the bank, he was owing the bank. And it was just, it was 10% more or less from the price he originally gave us, or 15%.
Wow.
So it's a big miracle. It's got a lake and we're going to build it even had a Catholic chapel where people had weddings. Wow. So we're going to have weddings there. We're going to have a children's ministry, and we're going to have we're going to fit about 1,000 people there. And we were just about to start it. And also where the supermarket is, we were just yeah. about to start it when the coronavirus came. So now we're planning everything for the moment. The church is open again here in Colombia, and yeah. We'll have churches in all these different places, because right now the people that are following us on internet, on YouTube, on a weekend, the amount is over 150,000, 180,000 people. So we believe we will be filling up all these places. Yeah. And so we're excited. So instead of coming down, the church has kept on growing.
Yeah, which is yeah. incredible. You told me one time, there's a lot of Latinos in Melbourne, and now we've got hundreds and hundreds. Actually, we had to put on a Latino pastor, which is pretty... Okay. amazing. And our feeding program is feeding literally thousands of them, because in Australia, the okay. government aren't looking after internationals very well.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people who are from Super Esencia that moved to Australia that you tell them, go to Planet Shakers Church. And all yeah. those people are an incredible blessing because of the discipleship that you bring them through and the encounters with God. And what you're talking about works. It brings transformation. We just don't want church attenders. We want people who are transformed by his presence. Yeah. And what I love about you is your hunger for the presence of God, your hunger to learn. You're a learner. I see you when you, in any place, you're taking notes and you're learning and you're humble. People with your success, and our church was going through a very difficult financial time. And, you know, Andrew's church is constantly getting properties, and they don't have all this money stored up. But Pastor Andrew said, we're going to sow a seed. And from Colombia, they sowed a seed into Planet Shakers and helped us through a very difficult season. And if we talk about friends, that's what friends are for, right? When God brings connections together, it literally brings change and transformation. Christy, your daughter, came to live in Australia, in Melbourne, for a year, and she was amazing, always giving me hugs. She'd be the sneaker. She'd be the silent hugger that would come and put her arm around me. Just in conclusion, how has Planet Shakers, because we've done joint albums together, Spanish albums, what would you say Planet Shakers brings that helps churches around the world and people?
I think because we write our own music too. Yeah. And for us, the first 10 minutes of worship is so important because if we follow the pattern of the Tabernacle, the first 10 minutes is in Spanish, atrio, in English, I think, atrium. And so it's got to do with your flesh, with your body. And then the next place is the lugar santo, the holy place, and then the holy of holies. So the first part has to do with the body. The next one has to do with the soul. And then the last part with the spirit.
Yeah.
But many churches don't have songs for the body. I mean, yeah. songs where you can jump, where you can yeah. celebrate, where you feel joyful.
Yeah.
And that without that, you just can't go into the next level.
Yeah.
So I believe many churches are not touching God's heart, are not experiencing God's presence. They're just having something emotional and maybe feeling a little bit of sadness and things like that. It's not yeah. the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's because they don't have songs where you just can celebrate and jump yeah. and everything like that. And that's what God has given Planet Shakers.
Yeah.
And so we've been using for many years now the songs of Planet Shakers to just bring that joy to the church. And then so we can just keep going up to the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
So we've been learning from Planet Shakers about that. But we've studied the music around the world. And there's no place, no church in the world, no ministry that has what you have, that joy, that freedom, that celebration. So that's one of the things we've learned from Planet Shakers. The other thing is your excellence, no? So we want a contemporary church, but we wanted a contemporary church with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And you have shown us that you can have the two things at the same time.
Yeah.
No. So the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the emphasis in speaking in tongues, in prophesying, yeah. in healing, in yeah. deliverance. That's part of Planet Shakers. But at the same time, you've got that the excellence.
Yeah.
That's why we connect with you. That's why we see your albums. That's why we go to the conference, and because we want that. We want the Holy Spirit, but with a contemporary spirit.
Yeah.
So that and many other things. No, of course, the friendship. I told you when I met you 4 or 5 years ago that I needed friends. I needed people to speak into my life, but also I need people that would confront me. You know, and I asked you and Pastor Neil to have that freedom. If God has put anything into your heart, please speak to me, because I think we all need to. Rendir cuentas. We all have to submit or give an account of our lives. And so that Planet Shakers has been that blessing for us. So I thank God for this connection.
Yeah, but we do too. We've learned so much from you guys. I'm not a person, I'm an Australian, as you would know, so Australians don't flatter. Well, we tell the truth, and what you carry, what your church carries, is a miracle. It really is a miracle, and it is our honour to be your friends and to have you in our lives. We'd love to see you more around the world. Now we can't fly, but we can release the presence of the Lord everywhere. And I just want to say to you, Andrew, thank you for being our friend. Thank you for what you have contributed. I want every Planet Shaking person to know, or anyone that's connected with Planet Shakers, we've got prayer, but it was Super Sensia's prayer of every week, that prayer meeting, and he's filling it twice, not just once on a Wednesday, it's twice, over 3,000 people. And so we have around 700 people who attend our prayer meetings, and that was inspired by Super Sensia. The great faith that they carry is absolutely amazing, and we are always learning. And I think that's the great thing about life, is God puts people around you, that iron sharpens iron. We have definitely been sharpened because of our friendship with Super Sensia, and Andrew and the whole family are amazing. So thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to see you muchas gracias. We look forward to see you very, very soon. Hopefully we bind this virus and we loose a vaccine so we can all meet together. Awesome. All thank right. you.
Thank you, Pastor Russell. It's such an honor to be connected with you, and we love you. We love your family. We love all your church, and we love the music God has given to you. And even though we've been translating your songs, no? Because we need it. We need them. So we're singing them, and many people around Latin America are singing it because we love you and we love Planet Shakers.
Thank you. Well, I do say this to all our Latino friends. Colombian is the purest form of Spanish, and I've just lost all the Mexicans and I've lost all the Argentinians. Anyway, thank you and God bless you. Yeah. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. Bless you.